Blog Talk Radio. Psalms 83, and that is in the Old Testament. It's spelled P-S-A-L-M-S. Excuse me. Don't put an S on it. Let me spell it again for your hearing. And I pray that I don't mess up this time. It's spelled P-S-A-L-M-83. And I'm going to read to you maybe for 6 verses of Psalms 83. And I want you to know that we are the Hebrews that they're talked about, that's being talked about here. Verse 1, keep not thy silence, O God, hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God, for lo, that means your enemies make a tumult. A tumult is like a loud noise or an uproar. And they that hate thee, T-H-E-E means you, and they that hate you have lifted up their head. Verse 3, they have taken crafty counsel against your people, and that's us, the Hebrews. We are a group of black people who have survived. Read your Bible sheet, and you will know that this is a history book telling you what has happened to us. And consulted against the hidden ones. We were hidden, but now it's being revealed to me. And I think that that's us. No one has told me, but just by reading the Bible, because of the things that have happened, that has happened to us, and no one has done it but the white man. Read your Bibles. Stop acting as if you don't know. Some of you have gotten less than a 12th grade education. Even you can read your Bible. And if you have an internet, it will help you to look up those and thous and don'ts, different words that you may not understand. And have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation. That is, cut the Hebrews off from being a nation. They have done a pretty good job, but some of us are still alive. The name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. There's a group of people who call themselves Israel or Hebrews, or not Hebrews, but Israelites. But our father, Jacob, he is a black male. He is a black person. Know that and remember that. Verse 5, for they have consulted, they've gotten together and talked about us. They consulted together one consent. They have are confederate against you. The tabernacles of Edom, they're naming the countries, and the Ishmaelites of Moab, and the Hagarenes, Gebal and Ammon, and the Amalek, Philistines, the Philistines, with the inhabitants of Tyre. Ashur also is joined with them. They have holden up children of Lot. Do unto them as unto Midianites, as to Sarah, as to David at the brook of Kishon. I have read to you verses 1 through 11, chapter 81 in the Psalms. And this for you who call yourselves very smart and calling yourself African American. But I now begin to understand I was in school years ago with this classmate. I never knew his name. He said, "You're not African American." He said that we would have fought for you had you been African American, but you're not. And that's why I know that we are the Hebrews of the Bible. Now, turn with me for our lesson today. I am in chapter 16 of Exodus, although the writing that I have on the internet says Exodus 11 and 12, but I am past that because I never know when our Father will call me home to him, and I want to make sure I have done what he has said. And the scriptures that I have read this to you, but I am reading again. And some of the Bible books I have not read to you. Hopefully I will before our Father calls me home. Now, let us read Exodus chapter 16, verse 1, and let us read until our time runs out. And perhaps if I don't read it all, you will continue reading. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. And on the 15th day of the second month, after their departure out of the land of Egypt. Now, the second month is spelled Zin. I pronounce it Zin. And it's also called December. So remember that. Look it up for yourself in the dictionary if you have one, or on the computer. It will tell you what they're talking about. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And murmur means to make a low sound or talking to someone that you don't want someone else to hear what's been said, what is being said. Verse 3, and the children of Israel said unto them, "Would to God we have died in the hands of the Lord in the land of when we sat by the flesh pot," and that's a meat pot or a food pot, "and when we did eat bread to the field, for you brought us forth into the wilderness to kill us, to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Verse 4, then said the Lord unto Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them worthy." Prove means to test them worthy. "They will walk in my law or no." Verse 5, and it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Well, this is what I have just finished doing about the last 20 minutes ago. I cooked up all my food for this evening and for tomorrow, because I do not cook on the Sabbath day. And this is what I'm getting from the meaning of what he said, what he has said. Gather twice as much food as together daily. Verse 6. And Moses and Aaron said unto the children of Israel, unto the children of Israel, at evening, when you shall know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning, when you shall see the glory of the Lord, for he hears your murmurings against the Lord, and that we are, that you murmur against us. And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat. And that flesh is quail. It might be because I love chicken so much. I don't know. I don't recall ever having quail, but I do have chicken, and that's what I have cooked for this evening and tomorrow. Chicken, along with the spaghetti. And in the morning, bread to the full. The Lord hears your murmuring, which you murmur against him, and what we are. Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. See, our Father in heaven knew that you were murmuring against him. Oh, Jesus, let me stop here at verse 9 to say a prayer to you. And sometimes, see, I forget, and then I remember. As I remember, I want to thank our Father in heaven, blessing us to be away from the East Coast where there's a storm. Father, I ask that you do your will that you have planned to do. Even though I hear on the radio some people are praying to you not to do that which you have planned to. But I ask that whatever you had planned to do it. It's your will. Bless us, Father. Bless us with sane, sound minds, good health. Keep your children away from Satan and the things that he will have his fingers to do. As I just read to your children in Revelation chapter 9, not only did you cast out Satan, that devil from heaven, but those that followed him, and I call them his demons. Father, thank you for blessing Detroit, Michigan, where I am. Good weather, even though it's dreary. Father, please, and thank you, Father. I praise you in the highest for keeping natural disasters as well as chemical disasters away from us. Thank you so much, Father, for giving us prosperity, good health, and sound minds, along with peace. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, thank you. I exalt you as well as I know how. Thank you. And Moses spake unto Aaron, saying, say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your murmuring. And murmuring is like you're growling. You're not happy about what's going on. You're talking about quietly what is going on. He has delivered us from slavery again. And he's going to do his deliverance again. He's again, yes, we are. We have been in slavery in the United States, and they, and when I say they, I mean the white folks with a badge on are killing our children. Just this month, a woman in Texas shot a man to death. For what reason? I don't know for what reason. He was a young man, only 26 years old. He could have been my grandson or something like that. Father, I ask, I pray that you will give them what they deserve, even though you said to minister unto all the people. Some of them believe you and are following you. But those who won't listen and follow you, I ask you to do your will to them for cutting up our black young men who has your seed. It's in Ezra chapter 9, verse 2. I tell them to tell you my introduction. I will tell you of my introduction later. I have it done. My food. I always keep your pen and pencil ready just in case when my program comes on, because I will forget. I guess I will claim it to over age. But remember to always have your pen and pencil and paper ready to write, tell you. Just like I told you, Psalm 83. I only read chapters 1 through, I think, 11, but I want you to read it all, as well as I read to you Exodus, I mean, not Exodus, but Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9. I want you to read it all for yourself. Also, I want you to read Isaiah chapter 13. I want you to read it all. I will turn to there and read what I can to you once I get there. If I can, I need to finish up this. I am in chapter, Exodus chapter 16, verse 10. And it came to pass as Aaron said unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, they looked toward that day. Let me read verse 10 again. It came to pass, Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked towards the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at evening you shall eat flesh, and thus meat, or quail. The morning you shall be filled with bread. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God. Verse 13. And it came to pass at evening the quails came up. And a quail is a bird, perhaps chicken. And I say chicken, of old would say the bird is the chicken. Is the black man's steak. So I have black man's steak this evening for dinner. Covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay around about the host. And when the dew that lay up gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the herd of frost on the ground. And that word is spelled H-A-R-D, that's Heard of Faust Underground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manner for they wist, and W-I-S-T means know not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating. And Omer is a unit for every man according to the number of your persons. Take you every man for them which are children of Israel did so, and gathered some more or less. And when they did meet, meet is a measure. It's spelled M-E-T-E. That's a measure. It was an omer. Again, an omer spelled O-M-E-R. That is a unit. He gathered much, had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according, Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses. Some of them left it until the morning, and it bred. That bread here means to produce or developed worms, and it stink. And Moses was wroth with them. Wroth means angry. W-R-O-T-H means angry with them. And they gathered it every morning. Every man gathered according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread. Two omers, or two units, one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord had said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which you will bake today, and boil the sieve. It's spelled sieve, S-E-E-T-H-E. That means to boil, that you will boil, or sieve, and that which remaineth lay up for you to be kept until the morning. This is laid up till the morning. They laid it up till the morning, as Moses bade, or as Moses had ordered or commanded, and it did not stink, neither was there any worms therein. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. And today you shall not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, that you eat. Don't understand about that. It tells you in the Bible, here in Exodus 16, I will read verse 26 of chapter 16 to you again. some of you smart people get on TV, you say what you will, but nonetheless, you are being dishonorable to God. You're not doing what he says. He says right here, I will read verse 26 again. They, you, ye, you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it shall come, and it came to pass that were that there went some out of the people on the Sabbath, on the seventh day, for to gather, and they found none. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye, or you, that ye need you to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath day. Therefore, he giveth you on the 6 days, 2 days. Abide you, every man, in his place. You're supposed to stay in your place. Abide in every man in his place. Stay in your place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So, what is it that you don't understand about that? Nothing. And on the seventh day, and the people of Israel call the name thereof manna, and it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of honey. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded. Fill an omer, a unit of it, to be kept for your generation, that they may see the bread wherein I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. And Moses said unto Aaron, take upon a unit full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for our generation, as the Lord commanded Moses, and Aaron shall lay it up, therefore, before a testimony to be kept. Let me read verse 34 in your hearing again. I'm almost finished with this chapter 16. Verse 34 again. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid up before the testimony to be kept. Verse 35. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. How many years? Oh, you're listening. 40 years. They were in the wilderness for 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. What land did they come to see? Canaan. Oh, look, you're so smart. Thank you for listening. And thank you for not calling in. Nonetheless, you are listening. I know that you are. Now, the unit is the tenth part of an eep pen. And EPEN is spelled E-P-H-A-N, H-A-8. That is a measurement or a bushel. And that reads the end of chapter 10 today. I will come back with chapter 17 come this Tuesday, if it is my Father's in heaven will. Remember, I want you all, you seek to come listen to my program on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Now, let me have a closing word of always to exalt him no matter what. Father, Heavenly Father, I want Satan to know that it is you, the Father of the Israelites, or the Father of the Hebrews, that I am praying to, were doing what he told me to do, feed his sheep, as well as to minister unto the people. And that means every kind of people. I thought it meant just us black folks whose fathers came over on a slave ship, but he said to what I'm doing. And I thank each and every one of you for listening. Now, let us close our eyes and lift our heads up to heaven and say, Father, thank you for keeping us and providing protection for us from the devil. We thank you and we exalt you, Father. You are the one that we pray to. Father, thank you for keeping us. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. And in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 15, if it's your will, Father, if it's your will, Yeshua, I will be with your following sheep, the sheep who follow this program, Tuesday at 11 a.m. to read your Bible scriptures to what's in Exodus chapter 16. Thank you. Now, Father, I want to give the 12 names of the 12 tribes. They are all black folks. They are not white, as some of the commentaries have said on television. My head, because they are intelligent. They know that they are the tribe of Judah, is or a black tribe. They know this, and they know that the tribe of Israel are a black people, all of us. Judah, those are the black African American blacks, and Benjamin, the black, the West Indian black. Levi, those are the black people over in Haiti. Israel, the Puerto Ricans, they are the lightest skinned black folks. Manasseh, the Cubans, they are a mixture of people, black and light-skinned black. Simeon, they are Dominicans. They are light-skinned people. Zebulon, they are Guatemala and Panama. They are the Mayans also. Then there's Gad, the Native American Indians. There's Ruin, the Seminole Indians, after the Colombia and Uruguay, Incas, Issachar, the Mexican blacks. One of my sisters is married to a Mexican. A nephew is black. Well, I want him to call himself black. He might be taking up whatever his father is saying. I don't know, but he is. His father next again. Naphtali, that is an Argentina or Chilean. Whatever is going on the East Coast is meant to be, Father. Have your will. Let your will be done. I would hope that you would save those people, all those who believe in you. The ones that don't, you can let them pass on to the devil. The devil, we know, will be burned.
Father, help your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. Teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their
hearts.
Jesus is love. He won't let you down. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation. For His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down. My friend.